Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey everyone, today I'm joined with Kenzie Pennington. She is my friend. She's been in my Because I Want to Know group for a while. And guys, she's also a Holy Fire Reiki master and a tarot reader. And I have to say something before we even get started. She did Holy Fire Reiki on my right shoulder because I think I was having this cold shoulder thing that people that are in their 50s and up get sometimes. You guys, I cannot believe that I no longer have pain there. I mean, it was instantaneous and I still don't have pain there. So that's amazing, Kenzie. And also, she's going to do some tarot for us from here until next year. And we're also going to pull some cards for possible alien disclosure. Now, Kenzie's going to tell you something that she wanted to start off with. So go ahead. Welcome to the show, Kenzie.
Well, thank you for having me. And hear cars in the background. I am at my space, my shop. So there's a little bit of noise outside. But yeah, first off, I just wanted to say I'm so grateful that your shoulder is doing better and that you're not experiencing pain, because that is like such a definitive, like, yes, this is what I'm supposed to be doing moment.
Yes.
When you shared that with me, you know. But regarding the reading, I just wanted everybody to know that I am not educated on what's happening, not because I don't want to be. It's because of my own mental health. I'm raising right. five kids. And it's already overwhelming raising five kids. So all that to say, whatever comes through, Leslie, I'm hoping that you can help me
yes.
kind of decipher what's happening here, because know that I've done a reading on TikTok. If you go back to my TikTok, I have like a three-part series on predictions for the next 6 months. And I'm curious of how they overlap and if anything's changed, because timelines change all the time.
Right.
And so let's see what comes forward, you know?
Let's do it. Because you guys, this to me, this will make it way more legit. And we were talking about this before we started recording. I was like, you know, I'm kind of glad you're not really up to date on what's going on, at least within our government. I mean, I'm sure you know what's going on with the weather and that kind of stuff. It's just when it comes to politics or just things going on, you know, I was talking to her about the World Cup and I don't even know if she knew the World Cup was here. I'm loving all the videos.
I knew that it was, but I didn't know what was happening right now because I'm so in my own bubble.
Sure.
I just had to do that for my own sanity, you know,
like, oh, honey, do I understand? Yes, I understand that very well. So have you already pulled the cards or are you going to do it with us as we're talking?
I decided I wanted to do it live.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, we're just going to figure it out together right
okay.
here.
Sounds good. So how about we're still in June. Today is June 16th on Tuesday. So we're going to come from a space of mid-June to December, and then that'll be the rest of this year. And we're also going to do some cards on the alien disclosure and whatever else comes up. So girl, I'll give you the mic. Let's go.
Awesome. Okay. So I think I'm going to do two cards per month. I'm just going to do one for this month because we're at the end anyways.
Okay.
So I got the King of Swords in reverse. Mm-hmm. This card always throws me for a loop and I'm not really sure why, but the King of Swords, I feel like he is very decisive when it's upright. He's very decisive, very like cut and dry with his decisions.
Yes.
And he makes decisions from like, I guess like a higher perspective. If you look at the image of my cards, it's got beautiful artwork on it.
Okay.
There's so many different animals within this card. There's an owl, there's a bat, a dragonfly, and a crow. And all of those animals are able to see from a higher perspective.
Mm.
Okay. They're able to look down and see what needs to change. And there's also like transformation vibes within those animals as well.
Okay.
And so with it being in reverse.
Yeah.
I feel like there's just this inability to see things from a higher perspective. There's an inability to see in the future, I guess. Like there's an inability to see that good things can come in the future, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. And I'll clarify that for you a little bit.
Yeah.
Within our government, you know, we're going back and forth with Iran on the Strait of Hormuz, and it was already open, guys. Everything was fine. And Trump went in and started a war because I believe Netanyahu told him to. And so now we're in this horrible firing back and forth and fighting. And we get one thing from our government, another thing from the Israeli government, and we don't know what's going on and nobody's precise. And that's exactly what this card's representing. Now, supposedly we have it signed today, but we're going to have to hand over $320 billion. So taxpayer money, because Trump decided to do this. And he could have done nothing and everything would have been fine and the Strait of Hormuz would have been open. Now we don't have a nuclear deal with them that we did have with Obama. And it's a whole different treaty and it's worse than before. So if that tells you anything, that's just that part, you know, regardless of all the other crap going on. So you are absolutely right with this card.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Yeah. The news does pop up in my ether from time to time, you know, and I did see something about this deal of $300+ billion. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the only thing I didn't know it was today. So that's fun.
Isn't that funny? I know it did happen today. Yeah. I mean, supposedly, I mean, they're both signing it, but you know, things are happening so quickly, as everyone that I'm talking to that's listening to my podcast, if you even watch the news at all, everything's happening so fast. It's on an hour by hour basis. It's not even a day by day or week by week. It's changing because we have this situation in our administration. It's like we have a really bad management system right now. You know, it's just terrible.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, so for July, lots of emotions. So we've got the Four of Cups for the first half of the month and then Ace of Cups in reverse for the second half of the month.
Okay.
Four of Cups, the vibes that I get from this are like the universe is handing you something beautiful, but you keep looking to something else. So I feel like there is like something that we're going to be offered as a collective. I feel like it's some truth, okay, that brings us peace, but we are so focused on everything else that we can't see it. Ooh, I just got chills on my left side. Okay. Ace of Cups in reverse. This card, when it's upright, it signifies to me something we're like playing from the heart. Okay. So like we're doing something from the heart. I always think of a romantic love, but it could be like something that we love, creativity that we bring forward creatively.
Okay.
That's the word that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
But when it's in reverse, we're not coming from the heart space. We're in the mind. We're thinking too logically. And I think that kind of plays into that Four of Cups vibe of like, the universe is handing us something beautiful, some knowledge that we need to move forward and to shift things. But because we're so in the mind space and not in the heart space, we're unable to acknowledge it.
Right. And you know, that kind of goes with what we just talked about in June, because there's so much going on. It's hard to focus on one thing. And so even the good stuff gets stuffed down and we don't even understand that we should have focused on that more. And then it surpasses us and that opportunity might be gone.
Yeah. Maybe this is just advice coming from personal experience. And I know this came forward in my reading that I did on TikTok, but like there is a genuine need for us to focus on our local communities, our home life, right? Like focus on our bubbles. And then that's kind of what I've been doing. And that's why I'm not educated on what's going on. But I had to take such a step back, because when I would watch the news too much, my anger towards the world and towards our like outside reality came out in my bubble, you know, because I couldn't get the anger out to the people that deserved it.
Right.
It was bleeding out onto everyone around me, you know.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I understand that. I had to take a step back too. I get updates, and I probably get way more than you. My husband watches it, so I'll see it on that kind of stuff. I end up putting my earbuds in because I just don't want to hear any of the news right now. But I am aware of what's going on. I just don't want to hear more. I want little bullet points, and then I don't want any more because it just gets me too upset. And you're right. It filters into another aspect of your life. And knowing that we really should, guys, stay within our own bubbles. Here's the deal. We can't change anything. We can change our vibration. And when you change your vibration, I've talked to you guys about this on the podcast so many times, you know, send good intentions out to the universe as often as you can, because that really, truly does have a ripple effect. I'm a firm believer in that.
And honestly, what you just said kind of bleeds into what I just pulled for August, weirdly. Okay, so the wheel in reverse. This one is like kind of like bad luck. It's not great, right? Okay. But the vibe that I'm getting when I look at this is that, okay, this is going to probably sting for some people. So bear with me, okay?
Sure.
In the image, she is literally bending reality, okay? She is standing on the wheel. Her hands are using the yin and the yang energy and bending reality. She can roll the dice and she can create her reality based on what she desires, right? Mm-hmm. What she wants.
Right.
If we are constantly focusing on what we don't want, we are going to create that. This is how I believe reality works. If you are constantly saying like, well, I don't want this, I don't want that, the universe doesn't understand don't. Okay. If you're constantly talking about the thing you don't want, all the universe hears is that thing. It doesn't hear don't. Right.
Wow. Okay. I didn't even think about that, girl. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So if we're talking about wanting to create loving communities where we create things together and we're doing it like a trade and barter, we're talking about that and we're trying to create that, that's what we're going to create. But if we're constantly saying, well, Trump needs to go, I don't like him, and the Republicans this and the Democrats this and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're constantly talking about that, we're still going to just create that reality. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
So we're giving them the power by speaking about them, regardless if it's positive or negative. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, it really does. And, you know, I'm attacking more the actions of what they're doing, not necessarily them as much, because I don't think that that's ever good either. I don't think wishing ill on anyone is ever good, regardless. I just don't think that's a good idea. But I don't approve, of course, and neither do you, and neither does most people in the United States love what he's doing. And how do you differentiate that, you know?
Yeah, well, so this is what I've learned, and take what resonates and leave the rest, yeah. Right? We can absolutely despise what's happening, right?
Yeah.
But if we focus on what we want to create, which comes into the next card that I pulled for August, which is Ace of Pentacles. Mm-hmm. Ace of Pentacles, it's a man holding a pentacle and the roots are growing down between his hands and he's got a little sprout coming out from the top of the pentacle.
Oh.
Ace of Pentacles is all about new beginnings and creating something meaningful, filled with abundance.
Wow.
Okay. If we focus on what we want to create instead of what we don't want anymore, we can shift our reality.
Mm.
We can shift the reality for the collective. What you said earlier about like sending out positive vibrations,
yes.
Focusing on that energy, focusing on the life you do want instead of the life you don't want.
Exactly.
You know?
And, you know, I was telling you about the World Cup, and let me just tell you real quick, because it's such a positive energy right now with all of these different countries here. And we don't really, the United States doesn't really follow the World Cup. They call it football. We call it soccer here. We just don't. We're more about the American football and basketball, and there's finals, and the Knicks just won the whole thing. And that's awesome. But these different countries that really had this kind of connotation about us, they're here and they're experiencing us, and we are partying together. And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, you know, male, female, whatever the heck you are, we are having all of us a blast together. And we are creating this amazing vibration right now. And I'm getting chills because I start crying when I'm watching these videos, Kenzie. It's amazing to watch these people party together and bagpipes in the morning in Boston. That's where the big Scottish team is. It was just such camaraderie together. And these are people from completely different cultures, completely different countries, loving each other and having a blast.
That's awesome. I mean, that just shows that like once we pull away from all the bull crap that we're being sent online, like the negative stuff, I think the World Cup continuously brings us together. It happens like every 4 years, right? Am I right on that?
Yes. And you know what's funny? You just said something that made me go, you know, because on TikTok, there's so much division, but this is something everybody loves talking about. I mean, I don't care who you voted for. I don't care. It is so much fun. And it's like lifting the vibration. It's crazy, amazing. And I'm looking forward to getting on TikTok just to watch these videos. I mean, it's amazing.
No, I imagine. I'll have to check that out too, yes. Because I feel like the World Cup every 4 years just brings us together as humanity, yes. Right? We're no longer different nations and different ethnicities and whatever. It's like we're just humanity, right. You know?
I agree.
Okay, what do you think for September?
All right, so for September, I really like this, okay? Yay. We've got the Five of Pentacles in reverse. So the Five of Pentacles, when it's upright, is oftentimes like not great, right? It's okay. Like, it's poverty. But when it's in reverse, it's actually a more positive vibe. Mm. This is like coming out of poverty, okay? And this can be financial, but this could also be like emotional poverty. There's a shift, right? There's a shift happening. And the next card that comes with that is so beautiful. It's the Empress, okay? Ooh. The Empress is so powerful. And she shifts and it does very similar to the Wheel of like creating her own reality, but she is so connected to the elements, to the earth, to Mother Nature, you know? Yeah. I think what this two cards are trying to say to us is like, if you can get connected to your divine feminine, to your divine power, mm-hmm. and back to Mother Earth, you can pull yourself out of this poverty mindset that you're in, whether it's financial, emotional, mm-hmm. spiritual, whatever it is, you can pull yourself out of it. You just have to remember how divinely connected and powerful you are.
I totally agree. You know, I'm constantly, you guys, you're going to think I'm so funny. I'm constantly telling my husband, you know, we're just talking and I'm going, you know how amazing I am, right, honey? And he'll just laugh. And he's like, yeah, you know, we're both amazing. You know, but you know what? Your brain doesn't know the difference of being honest or not. You know, it thinks you are amazing. So you are, right? And the universe doesn't know the difference either. So, and that's just one little thing you can do for yourself and say, I have abundance. I'm amazing. I never have any problems. All good things come to me. And if you say those things, the universe understands that. There's no don't in that statement at all.
Right. I can tell you, as somebody who has struggled with poverty my entire life and the lack mindset, I have done so much work to change that consciously and subconsciously over the years. And I can't tell you what clicked, but something clicked for me. And I realized it last weekend. I was out north and I was driving around. So I live in Michigan, for any of you who don't know, but the upper state of Michigan is absolutely stunning. Yes. Praise Northern Michigan. Okay. But I was up north and I was near like Traverse City. So Traverse City mm-hmm. is a pretty uppity rich area, right? Okay. And in the past, I might drive through that area and just be like, oh, I could never have this. This is too much. This is where the rich people live, blah, 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 yeah. right? And I would have this like inner dialogue of how these people are bad, right?
Oh, yeah.
Something shifted for me and I was like, I could have that. I could have
Absolutely.
That property.
Yes.
You know, that property.
It's truly, you're right. It truly is a mindset though. I mean, because, you know, if you're walking around all depressed, you can also make yourself sick. So yeah. it's one of those things where, you know, as much as you can, I know, you know, barring any medical situations that you can't help. I mean, you know, some people just need medication and that's okay. Please continue to take it. Please stay with us. We want you here with us, you know, but if you don't have those situations, but you always find yourself kind of negative Nancy or whatever, that's never going to help you. It's never going to help you.
Yeah, I agree. And it literally will make you sick. It okay. Will. This is yeah. interesting.
Ooh. Okay. Is this for October?
This is. Okay. So this reading is so different than the one that I did on TikTok, but also similar vibes. Okay. So October, Six of Wands. This card is very showy. Okay. It's like a woman standing on a stage showing off. And it normally is like a really positive thing, but I'm kind of getting like, there's a show going to happen. Like they're going to put on a performance of some sort, but the Three of Swords follows that, and that is like true heartbreak, So whatever this like performance that they're going to put on in October, I feel like this is going to shatter people. Not people who already fully understand what's happening. It's the people that are still clinging on to some false reality. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dark. So whatever this is, it's like we're going to be able to see through the performance, see through the show, okay. You know?
Yeah.
People who, it's just, yeah, I don't like it.
Wow. You know, we're having elections coming in November. So you wonder if something's going to happen in October, the month we're talking about. Maybe something comes up to where something's trying to, you know, confuse us or make us look one way and not the other. And all hell breaks loose.
Honestly, the vibe that I'm getting from this is that there's going to be a truth that comes out.
Ooh,
that people don't like.
Really?
There's also a murder of crows flying around in the back in the image. Mm. And I feel like that's significant here.
Wow.
So I don't even remember what a murder of crows is supposed to signify, but it's definitely not good. So.
Well, you know, it sounds like it has to happen for us to proceed, you know, for us to understand and get it that, you know, take the wool from the eyes kind of thing, right? And we all see it for sure, even the people that were clinging on to that reality that they were hoping would always work out and never did.
Okay. What did you say about the wool from the eyes? What did you say?
Wool from the eyes, you know, the pulling the wool. Okay. Yeah.
Dude, hear this, okay? I was pulling cards as you were talking. The moon came out in reverse, which is all about like needing to see like something hidden or something hidden being revealed, right? Yeah. But then the two of swords came out after that, and she's got a, like, what do they call those? I don't know. She's got like fabric over her eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And
like
crows blindfold, pulling like on the strings around her.
Okay, so this is for November. Okay.
This is for November, yeah.
So she's got blindfold over her face, kind of like Lady Jane Grey in that famous portrait of Lady Jane Grey getting beheaded back in the 1500s. Do you remember that?
I don't know if I've seen that, but I'm going to look it up after this.
Yeah, look it up. Lady Jane Grey, and she was the 9-day queen because it's a big, long story. But anyway, yeah, it reminds me of the Lady Jane Grey portrait that's very, very famous.
Okay, yeah, I'll look it up when we get off the phone. Yeah. I think, like, so these two cards right here, like the image of the moon is very much like water energy, emotions, mm-hmm. and there's also a lot of blue happening and green. So that's going to be the throat chakra and the heart chakra.
Okay.
I feel like when I did the reading for TikTok, there was a lot of energy around like needing to speak your mind, like speaking from the heart, right? Okay. And I feel that same energy coming from the moon. So there's something that like has been suppressed that we haven't been allowed to talk about.
Mm.
And we're going to have the opportunity to like have our voices heard. And there's a need for us to like take the wool off our eyes.
What? And I just said that. What?
Yes. So that's like, that's what the Two of Swords is showing. Like there's a need to like take it off and just realize like you have the power. Like these people don't control us.
Okay.
You know, as much as they want us to think so, they don't. We are in control. She's like surrounded by sand and you can see the sand being pulled up in her hand while she's trying to pull this off her head.
Wow.
So this card is telling me like you have the control. You just need to take it off, you know, take off the blindfold. And I'm kind of visualizing like the Matrix when like in the movie The Matrix where like a veil is lifted, you know, the veil is lifted of what reality really is, you know.
Wow. Okay. No, that and that's an election month. So I don't know what that says about the election or not, or just the world in general. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's going to feel very personal to us because, I mean, here in America, the United States is like the center of reality for all of us, right?
Right, like, that's true.
But I do think it's a worldwide experience. I think what is happening here in the United States is going to reverberate outward. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that we are like so special, like that's not it. It's just that like we do have so many people like living in disillusionment that when they wake up to the reality and their mindset is shifted, mm-hmm. it's going to vibrate outward, you know?
Right. And you know, that also could be some kind of disclosure incident too.
Mm-hmm. It could definitely. And what's interesting, in December, we got the King of Pentacles in reverse and the Star. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, when I was looking at the Star in the image, she's holding a string up to a star and it's like wrapped around the star. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's aliens. So
really?
I do. Like it just, wow. The star just feels like aliens. So
it's like we're helping along the cards. Like our conversation is like, okay, the cards are like confirming what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. I love this. This is why I like doing it live, because it does make so much sense. Yeah. But the King of Pentacles in reverse, I feel like the background is red. And I don't know. I'm just getting the vibe that this is Trump. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the presidency. It's in reverse. And I just feel like everything that he's been trying to build, and I say this lightly because obviously I don't want to be wrong, but everything that he's trying to build is coming crumbling down.
Yeah,
we love this, right?
Yeah.
But there's like a wolf in the image too, and the wolf is in reverse, so I'm thinking like wolf in sheep's clothing for whatever reason. The thing that happened back in October where something was revealed that caused a heartbreak, there is like a massive shift in the collective and it bleeds into December and it kind of knocks him down a few pedestals, you know. I don't necessarily see, what's interesting is the reading I did on TikTok, I saw something shifting with him in like June, July, and now I don't see that. So something must have shifted.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this happening in December now.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That is incredible. See how good she is, guys. This is why you need to book with her. Tarot readings, Holy Fire Reiki Master stuff, because she's incredible. I've never had anybody describe their tarot like this and then talk about their intuition with it as well. And I know that's pretty much how you do it. But just pulling, she doesn't even watch the news, guys. She doesn't even watch any of this. And she's exactly explaining what I know could come. And it's always a possibility, even if I didn't know, you know, what was going on in the world. But when she talks about it and I'm hearing her tell this, I'm like, holy crap. It could be any number of things, but this is amazing.
Well, so one thing that I used to try to like figure out tarot, right? Like logically, but I wasn't literally, oh my God. Okay. Weird. Okay. So back in July, we talked about like coming from a logical place and not from the heart space. Something shifted in me in November of this past year, and I was able to start reading from the heart rather than from my mind, you know?
Right.
And something just shifted. And I know I always tell people when I do reading, like, I'm not reading like a normal tarot reader. I'm reading from my intuition and what I see on the card, not necessarily what the card means.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I'll pull cards on my solo episodes. And I know enough about tarot, but I don't know what like you guys do, the people that do it professionally. But even me, I look at it and I can kind of give my intuition, but I am going by what the card tells me because I haven't been doing it as long as you guys either. So I'm sure I could get better and better at it. But this is incredible. So should we shift the gears to pulling some cards on possible disclosure this year or next year?
Yeah, so I already pulled the cards. And I just wanted to say, like, about the reading, I just wanted to clarify, like, this all come down to learning how to trust myself. So when you fully trust what's coming to you, instead of questioning it, you can read the cards without knowing the meanings. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. And that's why I think it's why it makes sense, because you don't know anything about what's going on. So no, absolutely. Yeah. And that's why it works. And that's why it's incredible.
So what's funny is all the cards that I pulled for the alien disclosure, they're throwing me off. So we're going to figure this out together. Okay. We got the Page of Swords in reverse. And in the image, there are four light bulbs that she's like holding almost like balloons.
Oh.
And she's walking across a small stick from cliff to cliff while reading a book. Okay. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
But I feel like when I'm looking at this in reverse, I feel like she's got her head stuck facing down, right? Mm. She's like looking at the book and she's not looking around her. And it looks like the energy is like swirling around her. Oh, okay. I'm getting it now. I feel like we're looking for the logical energy here, okay, with this disclosure. We're looking for definitive we're looking for someone to tell us, yes, it's true, and to trust that person.
Right.
We're not looking for ourselves to, like, open up our hearts and our minds to the reality of, like, they're already here.
Yeah.
They're already swirling around us and showing us different things constantly, trying to help us to move forward. There's yeah. going to be, there's some aliens that are not trying to help us and they're trying to hold us back, right? But, like, this energy is constantly swirling around us at all times.
Yeah.
And if we're waiting for the logical answer of the definitive proof, that's where we're going to miss it.
Right. And I think you're right. I think the majority of people that aren't woo-woo like us wouldn't get it like we would get it. And that may be that her look at kind of burying her face in a book, kind of keeping that reality away from her a little bit, because she has her own feeling about reality. She has her own feeling about, you know, what we mean in the universe. And maybe they don't even really think about it a whole lot. But I think this is coming. I really think this is coming.
Yeah, no, I do too. The next card that I pulled for this is the Devil upright. And I feel like there is, like, two different collective energies happening in this reading.
Yes.
I feel like the Page of Swords and the Devil go together, and the Queen of Cups and the Nine of Cups go together. Mm. So the Page of Swords and the Devil, this is, like, the collective that doesn't want to see it, like we just said. Like, we have this idea of what reality is, and yeah. we're so stuck in our programs. That's the word I was looking for.
My mom just kind of gave me a hit. She said the Devil card. She goes, a lot of people are going to think this is a demon. They think aliens are demons. They think this isn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God, I got chills. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
There is a whole collective, and I think that the government as a whole, it's not just Trump, it's all of the government, because yeah. they've been doing this for years,
yes.
is trying to make this alien disclosure seem scary.
Yes.
Like, we have to go to war, okay?
Right.
They're going to play on your fear, and I've felt this for years, okay, that eventually we're not going to want to fight as a collective within our own humanity, so they're going to find someone else to fight, and that's going to be aliens, okay?
Yes.
And this is the vibe that I'm getting from these, is that I kind of see, like, scientists in this book one, the Page of Swords, mm-hmm. like, they've got their head in their book so much that they're unable to see the reality. And then yes. we've got the Devil, is like what your mom said about how people are just going to think that these are demons, and they already do.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
My neighbors think this, okay? My neighbors think yeah. that, like, anything that is not Jesus and the Holy Spirit is a demon.
It is.
Yeah, it's, that's what they wild.
Think. And, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, that's what they've been conditioned to. That's what I was brought up to be conditioned to. You may have even been brought up to be conditioned to that. I think everyone in the world has been exposed to some kind of religion, whether they're religious now or not. And we don't question and all the things. Now we're questioning, you know, when they come, because they will come. It's going to shatter Christianity. And that's a big corporation of oligarchs that want to make money. And don't you dare do that. It's kind of like the medical thing. Don't you dare find the cure for cancer. We need you to have cancer so we can make money on you. You need to keep going to church so you can tithe and we can make money on you and control you. And we've got to get away from that feeling, that thought pattern, because that's not helping us. And when we were afraid and afraid and afraid for so many centuries, gosh, eons, millennia, now this is the Grand Awakening, and this is what they're talking about. And guys, I just saw Disclosure Day, and let me tell you, I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm going to tell you the main theme of this movie. It's really not about aliens. It's about having empathy and love for everyone, including people that are not humans. That's what this is about. It's not about, because they're here. It's about empathy and love for everyone. And that's what I've always talked about. And I know that that's how Kinsey feels too.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I was actually really, because I feel like every alien movie that's been made, it's all been like a war, right?
Yeah, it's not a war
with aliens. And I was afraid that was what this was going to be,
It's not. Well, if people were like, well, it wasn't, you know, we already had War of the Worlds. We've already done that stupid movie. And that was ridiculous. Okay, that was just fiction. This isn't that. This is not that. And please, I encourage you, because I've heard people say beautiful things about it. It's got great ratings. Critics love it. But people wanted more from it, like a war thing, I think. And it's not about war. It is about love and peace and empathy, mostly empathy. Empathy was strongly suggested in this movie.
You know what's interesting? There's this conspiracy out there that, like, movies that are made, like big releases like this, they're actually more of a prediction, yes, or like a getting people ready for something.
Yes.
And that's kind of the vibe that I get with all movies, really, but especially anything that has to do with like aliens.
Absolutely. Yes. And well, Bashar talks about this. I don't know if you, yeah, we talked about Bashar with you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard this talk, but I do know who Bashar is.
Well, he's been questioned about, hey, all these alien movies, you know, what about these directors? And he goes, these directors are divinely placed here, you know, however they are through the universe, and they are given this gift of movie making so that we can be prepared. A lot of this is true. Some of it is fiction, but a lot of it reflects what they've been, you know, told, even subliminally. They may not know they've been told this, but they make the movie, they're channeling it. Yes.
Yeah. So, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And they just have the ability to be good directors and good writers and have good people for them. And that's why we get these incredible movies. And I really do. This Disclosure Day, guys, I have to say it's one of my most favorite movies I've ever seen in my life. I cried.
I need to see it. Okay. I haven't seen a movie in probably 3 years.
Girl, I haven't even been to the theater in like 5 years. And I went to the theater with my daughter and daughter-in-law, and we were all just, what? I was crying at the end.
That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go see that. But the thing I wanted to say about these two cards, okay, yes, is in the image, I think you had said earlier, you were talking about how, like, you know, the medical system wants us, like, you need to come and get this procedure and get more money from you. And then the Christian church is like, we need more money from you. Right. Give us your money. We're going to control you, right?
Right.
In the image of the devil, there is a man, assume he's supposed to be the devil, but he is pulling the strings of somebody that like got their hood over their head and their hands around their ears. Oh. Like, I feel like that is the same vibe that you were talking about. It's like,
wow,
they're going to so continue to try and pull the strings of what we believe and what we see. Mm, okay.
Okay. Wow.
Then the Queen of Cups and the Nine of Cups, I feel like this is the other side of the collective. This is you and I. This is probably the people listening to this podcast right now. The Queen of Cups and the Nine of Cups, this is us, okay? The Queen of Cups, she is beautiful. She's halfway in the water, halfway up in the air, right?
Okay.
And she is a master of her emotions. She's a master of reality, right? She carries this, like, beautiful root chakra grounded energy. I feel like these people are going to be able to stay grounded in their truth. Their ideas might change of what is truth, right? But they'll stay grounded in it. They won't lose themselves. Like you said, the Christian faith is going to be destroyed with this, right?
Right.
And I hate saying that, but it just is. It's going to crumble, or they're going to fall deeper into their beliefs and they'll just believe everything's the devil and demons, right?
Right. And there's a possibility for that, you know, but I think if you're Christian, and guys, I guess I could be considered Christian, but let me tell you what I mean by that. I believe in Christ consciousness. I believe what Christ talked about, not what the Bible says. And I'm real careful about, you know, talking about religion because, you know, it's a touchy subject. Some people are here to have religion. Some people are here not to experience it. And it's your personal path. And who am I to tell you what's wrong or right? You know, it's not right for me, but that doesn't mean it's not right for you. But anyway, I do think that this will really impact all religions, not even just Christianity. Unless you're a Buddhist, every single religion has a God. So you wonder how that's going to affect everyone, you know?
Right. It's not just Christianity. You're right. It's probably all religions. And
yeah,
in the image of the Queen of Cups, she's also like got her hands up and she's got her eyes closed, but her chin is facing the sky. Mm. I feel like this is like a meditative space where we're connecting directly to the energies out there,
right,
directly to the aliens. And then we've got the Nine of Cups after that. The Nine of Cups is like a woman. It's very much solar plexus energy, creative energy. It's willpower, right? Mm. But she is like jumping out of a chest, a treasure chest of gold and jewelry. Mm. And she's got these cups flying in the air around her. To me, I feel like this is going to be so confirming for so many people who have felt crazy for a long time.
Right.
This is going to be so, and they're going to feel it in every orifice of their body because they're not going to feel like they have to hide themselves anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
including me, because I've got a husband that doesn't believe in any of this stuff. And not that I want to prove him wrong, but it would be nice for him to go, yeah, you were onto something. And now I see what you were talking about, you know, because my podcast, even the near-death experiencer, Bill Lutzen, said, your podcast is going to take off. And I was like, Bill, I've been doing this for 6 years. It's, you know, it's doing well, but it's not going to take off. And he goes, no, people are going to come to podcasts like yours for answers, because nobody wants to hear other celebrities talking about other celebrities. Nobody wants to hear about all that. They want to hear about what's going on. What cards did you pull? What's your opinion? How do we handle this? What do we do to make it better for ourselves? Those kinds of things. And so that's what we do. That's what we're doing now.
And it's so funny because I feel that same way. As like, I see all these like celebrities making podcasts and I'm like, God, why? Do people really care about this stuff? Know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how anybody is watching this.
I
like,
know. It's so... And my thing is too, I don't even monetize. I don't get money for my podcast. I mean, if you guys want to tip me with a cup of coffee, there's a link for that. But I'm not doing it for that. I don't want you to have to listen to commercials and go through all that crap, and then you have to come back. To me, it seems so unserious then. If I'm in a very profound statement and you get interrupted with a stupid State Farm commercial. No, I want you to know I'm not going to interrupt a very meaningful and important message that we all need to hear, I think, at this point.
Right. Yeah. No, I fully understand. And I respect the way that you do this, because I think that it's just so accessible to everyone. And we need that. We need more of that accessibility. Yes.
And trust me, I could monetize it. I don't want to monetize it, because then it would become a job, guys, and I don't want that. But but beyond that, I just feel like this is my calling, and I can't get paid for something like that, because I do have an abundance of resources because of how I live and my husband and the whole thing. So I don't really need the money. And so why should I hoard the money when I can just hopefully help people like you, to get people that need help to come to you for readings, to come to you for, you know, Holy Fire Reiki, and to come to people like you or psychic mediums or whoever that really could use the help in getting the bookings, but also help the people that really need the help. Because guys, this is going to be a really confusing year. And next year, I don't think it's going to get much better.
Well, I was going to say that. So I'll use the cards to get yes or no answers.
Yes.
And I asked, are we going to get disclosure this year? Mm. And it said no.
Okay.
We got the Three of Pentacles in reverse. And I just feel like that's a no vibe.
Okay.
If it was upright, it'd be yes. And then we've got the Five of Wands in reverse for next year. Mm. And I actually feel like the reversal is a yes in this instance. So,
okay.
The Five of Wands upright is like conflict, right? Mm-hmm. And so in reverse, I feel like that's resolution. So anyways, I think next year is when we'll get this disclosure. I'm sure we'll get like little snippets, right? But yes, something that's so definitive for us, it's going to be next year. Sorry to say.
Well, you know, and guys, she doesn't really watch Bashar. Guess what Bashar said? 2027. And that's exactly what Kenzie's telling you now.
Yes. Oh, I got chills again. Exactly, I've had chills through this whole conversation. I know,
right? And you know what? Maybe next year will be better, because if we actually do have open contact next year, maybe I'm saying the wrong thing. Because if you say it will be sometimes. No, I think next year is going to be amazing. Next year is going to be an amazing year for us. I don't care what's going on with alien open contact. My goodness, how can it go bad?
Well, and I think this does go along with human design and the shift in energy happening there. So it does line up with 2027. Like, yes, a lot of things are going to shift. A lot of awakenings are going to happen. And so just keep an eye out for that. Like, friends that you've had for many, many years that are very sleepy, you might notice that they're like asking you questions about this kind of stuff, you know?
Exactly.
So just keep an eye out for that.
And what you said, you know, I do think the government will try to make us afraid. Please listen to me, guys. All the things that my mother has told me about open contact, we don't have to be afraid of them, guys. They are not here to hurt us. They are here to give us peace and love and hope and empathy. You know, we need them. They need us. And I'm not sure exactly what she meant by that, but that's what she told me. We need them and they need us. So, and just because they look different, you know, we have a problem with even our own humans looking different. And we are so biased about that kind of stuff. You know, we got to be careful with that. And they're not even human. If you can try to be as open as you can possibly be, listen to my podcast, you know, you listen to mediums about it, even Bashar. It's scary to see people or things that are not of this world. But you know what? Look at the octopus, okay? The octopus is scary and it's not from this world. And I swear to God, that's the first alien here.
Bro. Yeah. Yes.
I'm not kidding.
Such an alien. You know, and what your mom said about, like, they need us and we need them. Like, yes. I feel everything I've learned about aliens and everything is that, like, everything that happens here affects them.
Yes.
And everything that happens there affects us,
yes.
Right? It's a ripple effect in reality.
Good point.
And
yes.
So I think that's essentially what she's saying, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong.
Well, but. No, I mean, I think it's all of it. I think it's stuff that we haven't even seen yet. So, and you know, they can teach us so much if we just open our hearts and our mind and listen to what they have to say. That's why I have this podcast. It's the whole reason I do this. I talk to so many people from so many different walks of life because I want to know what it was like for you to learn Holy Fire Reiki and freaking heal people. And what was it like for someone to be in prison? And what was it like for you to have died and come back? What did you see? I want to have those conversations, you know? I don't want to just talk about a celebrity and what happened on that film. That's so surfacey. No, thank you.
You know? No, thank you. I can't even talk to people. Like, they talk to me about the weather, and I'm like, ooh, gosh, go away.
Well, Kinsey, if people want to get a hold of you and have any kind of session with you with Tarot or Holy Fire Reiki, how can they get a hold of you?
The easiest way, you can access all of my social media through this platform as well. But my website is just moonmamashop.com.
Okay.
And you can find all of my social media. You can contact me through there, send in a submission form, a request to book, all of that. Super simple. I try to make it as easy as possible because I want to help as many people as I can, you know?
Yes. And you listen, you're amazing. And I have to tell you guys, I'm not just blowing smoke. I didn't know this would work. I had pain in my shoulder. It was right in my rotator cuff. And I can't tell you how much of a difference she's made in my life. And that's why I had her back. And that's why I'm going to keep having her back. So Kinsey, you're amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Well, I love providing Because I Want to Know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist, and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.